The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
And it's the Pat Kenny Show with Anton in for Pat. It's been called a game changer in the battle against obesity, but concerns are mounting about the misuse of Ozempic in Ireland. Are the thin using it to get even thinner? And should we be worried about a black market bikini body trade? News Talk reporter Sarah Madden has the skinny.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you'll have heard of the game-changing obesity treatments like Ozempic that have hit the market in recent years. But this summer, on our social media timelines, a suspicious amount of pounds seems to have been shed, while curiously slim bikini bodies populate our beaches. So at the start of the summer that Ozempic made, I'm asking if we're seeing an injection of confidence in the skinny jab, or if its current popularity could curb the appetite of the weight management drug's future.
I have friends who live in places like Dubai who use Ozempic. So where your look is quite important. I know people who have lost over 25 pounds doing it, people who have really struggled to lose weight in the past, but personally I think it's a bit of a reckless thing to be doing, given it wasn't designed for people who don't have diabetes.
I see it on TikTok. The main guy that I remember was very like mid-sized proportioned, did not look in any way like obese or like it was a clinical problem.
I know someone who's trying to get onto them, yeah. And I have one friend who's in the, I think, Australia at the minute who was on them. Yeah, it seemed to work quite well for him, yeah.
I know somebody who's taken it and had adverse side effects. Nausea so bad she just couldn't continue with it.
I had a client, she's gone over to Turkey and she brought back a whole suitcase for all her friends of Ozempic. And like, crazy. She showed me her Revolut, like all her friends were just like transferring her money. I was like, how is this a thing?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Not the black market Ozempic, girls.
Yeah.
The Turkey Ozempic.
Why do you think these things are becoming more prevalent?
Media, social media, pressure, yeah. The Kardashians blame them for everything. Why not, girls? Yeah. Similarly, like, with like filler as well. Like, if everybody around you has filler and then you feel like you have tiny little lips, you're like, oh, well, I'm the only one, so I may, do you know, like that type of way.
Oh, it's certainly being used more than people admit. But there's a suspicious number of celebrities who've dropped a lot of weight over the last year or two who claim it's things like yoga.
And eating right.
Yeah, eating right and, yeah, Bikram and that kind of thing. And I don't think you can lose that much weight that quickly doing just that, right? It's not designed as a weight loss drug. It's unfortunately the case of doctors liking to overprescribe these days because they just want to get people out the door quickly. Like, it's more of a symptom of underfunding in healthcare across Europe than it is anything else in my mind. But also there are people out there who want the shortcut. And if you want the shortcut, fair enough. But we don't know what the long-term effects are going to be. And I have a lot of friends who work in pharma, and they are all really worried about it because it's being used on people who they haven't been tested on. It's a big gamble, just for vanity.
So you're a nurse in an emergency department. How are you sort of seeing this thing come in?
I see people come in with the side effects of it. Abdominal pain, nausea and vomiting, yeah. Younger people, yeah, definitely. Well, the one that sticks in my head to me was actually a young male.
The Ozempic face that they're always on about on the internet. You know, like Scott Disick?
Yes.
Yeah, looks like really like, he looks like a zombie.
Sharon Osbourne, she came out very volubly about how she destroyed herself with the Ozempic and now she cannot put on a normal amount of weight and she looks emaciated.
She does.
A beautiful woman. A shame that she felt the need to do that. It's because it's the perception is that to be beautiful, you need to be thin, 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 which is wrong.
So I don't think it's good for your body image. It's not good for your health.
I don't care. I mean, sort of, take them if you want, don't take them if you don't. Go on a diet if you're fat. It's that simple. I should listen to my advice.
If somebody has tried everything under the sun, if they've tried psychology, psychiatric drugs, absolutely investigated everything, and it's finally a way to try something when they've exhausted every other possibility, I mean, I think it's wonderful. Mm. What do you think?
There is a great concern that there's a lot of people sourcing it who don't meet the eligibility criteria. They're thin but they want to be thinner, or they have overweight without any complications of overweight.
Dr. Donal O'Shea is the HSE lead for obesity.
We don't know how wide the usage of this is. Well, I know that GPs are being asked to prescribe this widely by patients who don't meet the criteria for it. Mm-hmm. And they are being put under pressure, and they are circulating lists of GPs who maybe, or clinics who are prepared to prescribe it outside of the licensed indications. And those clinics are very busy as a result. I saw an ad sent to me from Bristol Airport saying, look good in your summer photographs, contact this clinic to get this drug. And that use of the drug should, you know, result in action been taken against any clinician who would prescribe it to help somebody look good. This is not a drug that is to be used for cosmetic reasons. From my point of view as an obesity specialist, we finally have a treatment for people with severe and complex obesity, and there are a lot of those people, and they are at the moment having limited access, and part of the limited access is due to the inappropriate use of these drugs.
I mean, my biggest concern is, number one, that even the manufacturers of these drugs are saying that people need to stay on these drugs forever in order to have the benefits.
Dr. Ava Orsmond is a weight loss specialist.
None of the weight loss drugs that has been on the market over the last 25 years, which is when I have been working as a medical doctor, none of them have stayed on the market. They've always been withdrawn after a number of years because of the side effect profile of these drugs. And we know that these drugs, one of the side effects that they carry is, for example, increased cancer risk, amongst other things. Because the people who come and see me are typically people who have not succeeded with these drugs. So obviously I only see the bad side effects. And just to mention one lady who ended up very, very seriously ill to hospital, because basically one of the side effects of these drugs is that they delay gastric emptying. So this lady ended up seriously constipated to the point that they didn't know if they needed to operate on her. So I also feel that these drugs are sometimes just prescribed without really looking at the person. You look at the typical GP in their surgery, they have very little time and they have very little knowledge about nutrition and giving dietary advice. And this type of advice takes time and it requires also a helping hand. Just now we are looking at a quick fix and this is another fashion. And this is going to pass in the next few years when we are getting the side effects and these drugs are going to be drawn. This is my opinion.
It does seem as though a new Ozempic headline hits the news weekly. Just yesterday, the Sunday Times reported on unplanned pregnancies among Irish women on the drug.
There is a term out there, the Ozempic babies.
Dr. Donal O'Shea again.
If you lose weight, then you're more likely to start ovulating. Your esteem is improved, so you're more likely to get involved in a relationship. So it is not a surprise. Any effective weight loss treatment is associated with an increase in pregnancy rates.
However, Donal believes the arrival of Ozempic and other obesity treatments like it are generally a good thing.
One in four people have obesity and a further 40% are overweight. It's now unusual to be of a normal weight as an adult in Ireland. In 30 years' time, we will see a situation where you have very few people living with severe and complex obesity in the developed world. The challenge is going to be to allow that to not increase the socioeconomic separation that we see between not just different countries, but within our own country, so that the people who need it are the people who get it, so that we avoid obesity becoming that classist disease.
We know that the Ozempic have-nots have already begun sourcing counterfeit versions of the drug. Just last week, the WHO warned of fake versions of the semaglutide treatment entering the Northern Irish market.
Instagram have a lot of pages of Ozempic, like of people selling them, you know, beauty salons and these different places.
Ashley O'Driscoll is a weight loss advocate with more than 14,000 followers on social media.
They could be doctor shopping. They could be doctor hopping. They go to one, they go to another, they go to another. Or they could be going to an extreme where they're paying someone who is hitting all the criteria to go in and get it for them. I do think it's a big, big problem. And I do think it's really affecting a lot of people because I think a lot of GPs won't prescribe the medication for certain patients because of it. The more time goes on and the more that this is used, I think it's just going to get worse rather than better. I think it's going to get to a stage where no GPs are going to prescribe it anymore. It's going to have huge ramifications for people now.
Since starting Ozempic almost 2 years ago, Ashley has lost nearly half her body weight.
Life before Ozempic was not life. It wasn't life that was being lived, if that makes sense. I was so big and so low self-confidence. Just hated the way I looked. And I think a part of me kind of hated myself for getting to that stage and not being able to be one of these people that can lose weight conventionally. My life just did a full 360 when I went on Ozempic. And 2 years later, I've lost 12 stone. I don't care what anybody says. For me, Ozempic changed my life. It completely and utterly gave me my life back because it gave me my health back. It gave me, you know, my breathing back, my low blood pressure, my love for activity and being out and enjoying things. And, you know, we have the sun sun shining today, I'll have the confidence now to sit out and put on a bikini top, whereas before I'd be out in big hoodies, or, you know, I'd be hiding everything. So, you know, it is absolutely 100% a life-changing medication, and it needs to be given to people that hit the criteria, that are severely overweight and that have no other option but this or weight loss surgery. And I feel like a lot of people are missing out on getting it because they're not being prescribed it, and I'd love to see that change.
There you go. That's News Talk, Sarah Madden reporting on Ozempic and the desire for so many to get hold of it.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.